We drew a few Hebrew words up on the blackboard here, the whiteboard, or whatever you want to call it, and you recognize them. That's good. All right. And we'll just plug along in it as we look at it. And you being exposed to Hebrew, you're going to learn some Hebrew. But the main thing that I want to teach is the Bible and what the translation of the book of Genesis, not interpretation, but translation of Genesis. That's the most important thing, because there is no translation of Genesis. It's all interpretation. All right? Well, we want to see what it says, and we're in the second chapter in a tremendously good part. We're learning some things. Let's go ahead and say the alphabet one more time, and we'll say that together. It's in your book, right toward the front of the book, as you see it, and then we're going to read a little bit of Hebrew, too, as we go along. We read it just like we did the Greek. Okay? Alpha, or Aleph, that is. I went into Greek instead of Hebrew. All right. Bet, Gamel, Dalet, He, Wa, Zion, Hate, Tate, Yod, Kaf, Lamet, Mam, Nun, Samak, Ayin, Pei, Sodhe, Kof, Resh, Sin, Shin, Tau. All right, so you got it. Randall, here's your book. All right. 2 and 5. 2 and 5. Let's look at it now. Let's look at it. Let's see what it says here. Bikol. All right. 2 and 5. In your book, have you got it open there?
Let me get this open. Yeah. There's a whole lot of notes in here. That's where we start with open. That way to that way. And then you can write your notes in there, because there's a lot of things to write down in here.
Okay, the first word is Bikol. See that word call there? All right, we got it. And then Siak. And then Ha, Sa, De. Tarim. Yeah, yeah. See, that word there is closely related to Jehovah. Okay? What does it say? What's the translation down there below Yeah, yeah? All right. Had become. All right. What's the name Jehovah mean? He who shall become. All right. And then the Aretz. Bikol. Esev. Hasadah. Tarim. Yismach. Ki. Lo. Himter. Yehu. There's that word again. All right. Elohim. All right. And then Bi, Al, Haaretz, Bihadam, Ayin, La, Avod. And then the next word, what is it? Et. And then Ha, Adama. Now let's look at these words. That's the most important thing. Let's look and see what in the world they say here. Bikol. All right. B, that's and. See that right there, the very first part of it? B. Or with, as you would say it in biblical Hebrew. See, it starts like this. That's and. Okay? And then we have the word call. See that? It's got the vowels in it, but just look at it as all numerals, okay, are consonants. And every siak, every shrub, that's the word for shrub right there, shrub. What is a shrub? Every green thing, everything that had chlorophyll in it, okay, all green stuff. This is, remember, what was mankind doing? What was mankind eating at this time? Oh, nothing but vegetables. He was a pure vegetarian, okay? Pure vegetarian. And then Has, Sa, De, the plant of the field, every green thing and every plant of the field, and then it says, not yet, tarim, not yet, had become in the earth all the vegetation. All right? All the vegetation hadn't actually come about in the earth. It's becoming now. Had become. Look at that word, had become. Now, that word looks just like Jehovah almost, doesn't it? See there? That, because that's the root of it. Now, Jehovah means he who shall become. John 1:14 is the fulfillment of the Jehovah title. What does that say? Hi, ho, logos, archetypical. And the Word, the Jehovah, flesh, he became. That's the fulfillment of the Jehovah title, okay? In all the earth, all right? Ba'aretz, the call, Esev, and then it says here, Hasadah, the plain or the pasture. This is the rolling hills, all right? This is where all of the cattle and everything, this is the pasture land. Okay? And then Terim, not yet. Yetmah, has sprout, having sprouted forth, because not had cause to rain Jehovah Elohim. There wasn't any rain yet. Okay? There wasn't any rain. Here's the earth. As we look at the earth, as how God created it, that's the earth. That's the earth right there. Now, on the earth, there was water and there was land. All right? Water. Ma'im. All right? The waters. And the land, Aretz, okay? Aretz. The water and the land. And then right here is the ocean in the sky. The ocean in the sky. There was a complete ocean above the earth. Solid. All around the earth. It was complete, like a bubble. Around the earth, okay? And then here, in here, is like a greenhouse. Now in a greenhouse, how many of you have ever seen a greenhouse, been in a greenhouse? Been in a greenhouse? Okay, in a greenhouse, it's very humid in it, isn't it? Okay, half of the plants get water from the moisture in the air. Okay, 2 and 5 is where we are. Genesis 2 and 5. Half of the water going into the plant is absorbed through the leaves. Okay, and the epidermis of the plant. Okay, and then there's, now, and look at a plant now too. Here's a plant. This is what a plant looks like now. Just think about that for a while. What's that look like? A cross. Down below here, what is this? Huh? And above here, what is this? Leaves and roots. But in all reality, it looks almost the same, except these have leaves on it, and these don't. But a tree looks the same below as it does above so many times. All right? And the way God made trees is there's water around here in the air, and it absorbs it. Okay? If you're out there in Death Valley, you ever been to Death Valley, Brother Rex? You have to drink water like fish, don't you? Just stay alive out there. You know why? Because it's just burning the water, the moisture out of your body at a great, tremendous amount. I mean, fast. Okay? It's just burning, you're just evaporating out of you. You're evaporating, okay, out there. Well, now, down below the earth now, there's water in the ground. There was a real high water level, real high water table. My wife said when her dad bought that farm out there where we live in 1921, every time he dug a post hole, he got a water well. Dug a post hole and there was water well. Okay, there's water was in the ground. I mean, that's how high the water level was. Now it's 150 feet or something like, so the water level has dropped that much since 1921. But here, the water level was high. Now, when the flood came later on, after God changed the whole atmosphere of the earth, now this is a different time. God hadn't caused it to rain yet. Okay? Now, there was mist in here. Would go up and water the earth, the plants. And then, of course, down below the earth, there was a lot of water here. The water level was really high, okay? That's the atmosphere that we're living in now. Water above and water below. How many of you have ever been swimming in the water a lot? You don't really get much thirsty much, do you? You know why? Because your body is absorbing water through your skin. Your body is absorbing water. Okay? It's absorbing water. All right. And it had caused to rain Jehovah Elohim. Look at the word Jehovah there. It looks just like that word to be up there, that had become, except it's got a vowel or a wow, whatever you want to call it, in the middle of it, okay, instead of a yod. Let's go on 2.5b now. All means upon. That's like epi in Greek. Haaretz. What is ha there? The. That's a definite article. That's the. Okay. Haaretz. The dry ground. All right. That's dry ground. That's earth. Opposed to muddy waters. The water underneath here. See, even under this part of the earth, there was water. There's dirt under the water, isn't there? But this is dry ground. All right. This is where you can walk and everything. All right. Haaretz. Be Adam. Now here we have the word for mankind here, for man, Adam. All right, Adam. And remember, Adam, Adam. All right, Adam. Adam, like this. Okay, Adam. In the middle of his word is red, Dom. And it also is blood, and it's red, okay? And then Ha-Adamah, the word for earth, are the ground, the elements of the ground. Now, we're not talking about Arits, okay? We're talking about Ha-Adamah, the ground, the earth, as in relationship to mankind. Mankind and the ground is related. We're made of the same elements. This dom, this root. And even the words are related because they're made of the same root. More than that. It's not a coincidence. Okay? It's not a coincidence. All right. And Adam, not yet, had to till the earth. He didn't have to till the earth yet. The earth just grew on its own. How many weeds were there out there in his garden, in God's garden, in God's paradise? None. Everything that was growing there was for food. Everything you saw out there, like it, you walk out in your front yard, you could just start grazing. Start eating. How many of you like bananas? All right, bananas were growing all over the place. Strawberries. And they, how about... roses were out there. Can you eat rose petals? Yeah. What's in rose petals that's good for you? Vitamin C by the galore. How many of you ever had rose hip, had rose hip tea or anything like that? That's when roses get put on the flower, and then it dies into a round type of bud. Wild roses are little round ones like this. The Indians used to use these things, and they'd pour hot water over them, and they would... make tea out of it. It's just full of vitamin C. All right? And if you've ever seen a horse or something like that, they go along eating roses to beat the band. Because they love them. They taste good. Roses are good. And evidently back then, there was no thorns on any roses at all at this period of time. There was no thistles. Why, just think about a goat head. A goat head may have been something good to eat a long time ago before the curse. Maybe it tasted like pecans or something. All right? All right. He had not caused the work et. What's that word et there? Et. That means you done et? Et. Sign of the direct object. All right? That's like ace in Greek. All right? Ace in Greek. Sign of the direct object. It means that some action's going to go someplace. It tells you that there's action going there. Action is coming. Okay? Action is on its way. Sign of the direct object, the earth. He didn't have to work the ground yet. The ground was producing full-fledged all the time. What was Adam supposed to do in the garden? What was he supposed to do in the garden? What was his job? guard the garden. Guard the garden. The garden was taken. Well, he might have done a little something. He might have trimmed the tree up or whatever he wanted to do there, or picked the vegetation off of it. And even as far as I can tell, way back in this period of time, man was even giving produce to the Lord, thanking the Lord what he had given him. He was tithing even back in the garden. Okay? 2 and verse 6 now. 2 and verse 6. Have you got any questions about anything in there? All right. We got the earth. We got the earth set in motion. We're still in the early part of the book of Genesis, but we're learning about how God created this earth to comfort man and to feed man and to feed all the animals in the world. This last week, my little cat died, a little stubby. And Wilbur's a lot better. And everybody was sick then. We lost the chicken, we lost the cat, and almost lost Wilbur. But the little cat was an unusual cat, little Stubby was. Little Stubby had little big tiny feet, and she just run along like a little Chinaman, follow us around. Her little head was just round. And you know how most cats will torment things. They'll catch a bird and beat it up, and finally eat it. They torment it. That's what you call playing cat and mouse. They torment things. I never saw Stubby ever bother a lizard, a bird. You could have put a baby chicken in there with her in her little bed, and she would have never bothered it. Just didn't do it. That's the way the animals were back then. Nobody bothered anything. They ate grass. All right? They ate vegetation just like mankind. Nothing bothered anything else. You didn't eat each other at this period of time, okay? Man nor animals, they weren't afraid of each other, and they didn't eat each other, okay? All right. That's the way everything was back then. I used to call little Stubby my millennial cat. That's the way all cats are going to be in the millennium. All right? Now we go to 2 and verse 6. All right? Now look at that as we go there. The Ed. All right? The Ed. Ya'ale. Men. And can you say that word? Ha'aretz. Okay. Vihishka, that's a hard one. And the next one here, you ought to be able to say that one. Et. And then this other one. Kol. And then Panay. Panay means faces. Faces. That's what it means, the face of something. Panay. And then Ha'adama. All right. Ha'adama. Let's look at this now. And mist, the ed. That word there, be ed, is and mist. This is what I told you about now. Here's the way the earth was watered. And mist was caused to go up, kept on being caused to go up. Third person masculine singular, cal imperfect, okay? Imperfect tense. God kept on causing this mist, the greenhouse effect of the earth, to water, all right? When you are, I'll tell you what, you go back in Oklahoma in the summertime when it's been raining 24 hours and all that kind of stuff. Have you been back there, Brother Rex? You don't have to drink much water, brother. You don't have to drink much water there. I mean, it's all over. Everything, you can go on and in the daytime or even at nighttime, you can put on a clean, dry shirt and in 10 minutes, it's soaking wet. Okay? Well, the earth was being watered with this mist, this greenhouse effect, okay? Caused to go up, and then it says men. You can put out of or from the earth. Now, the word men there, I think it's, let's see, from page 577 all the way to 580, no telling how far, 580-something here, in this Brown, Driver, and Briggs lexicon. That is a very unusual word, men. All right, men. Men. That's what it looks like, men. Okay? Keep an eyeball on that word, because this is important. Okay? This is important. This is the one where God created man as the dust of the ground, not from it. That's the word there. But it doesn't always mean from. It doesn't always mean out of. It can mean the same as. All right? And And it says the mist was caused to go up, kept on being going up in this atmospheric area here of the earth, the Haaretz. Okay, Haaretz. All right. And Vihishka, and it calls to irrigate. All right, God calls. Now, how do you irrigate things? How do you irrigate?
With a water hose.
All right, Brother Rex.
He's got it.
He's got it. Irrigate. How have you ever had any irrigation ditches, canals?
Oh yeah.
Okay, would a river be a canal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. A river's canal. All right, that's what it is. A canal. A river is an aqueduct. What's an aqueduct? That something water flows in. All right? So God had lots of streams. There were lots of streams. And God's going to start naming those streams here pretty soon. We're going to find some names of those streams, okay? All right. And calls to go up from the earth or out across the faces of the earth. Okay, the faces of the earth. All right? And calls to irrigate. Flowing irrigation. This is flowing irrigation. This is flowing irrigation. Et call pene. Et call pene. Sign of direct object is et. Action's going that way. Call, it means all. Call means all, okay? And then pene. Somehow or another, to me, pene means something to do with the nostrils, okay? Or the nose, the face, okay? Now, the earth has a face, doesn't it? The surface is the face. When you look at a man, unless you're an Indian, when I look at somebody off for a little distance, what I usually say, Marilyn? I know who that is because I can tell by the way they're moving. The way they walk, the way they move. You know, I see people the way they move. I was coming up in the yard the other day, and I looked out across there, and I said, that guy walks like Lee Kustra. And we were too far off to see who it was, but I said, he walks like Lee Kustra. And who was it? It was Lee Kustra. When we finally got up there, it was Lee Kustra. He was moving like Lee moves, okay? I've seen Lee enough to where I know how he moves, okay? But when we look at somebody and we see somebody, you see their face. The face. All right? The face of the earth. The faces of the earth. These canals watered all the faces of the earth. The dry land now. That's what it's talking about. Haaretz. All right? This isn't Adama now. This is the earth. All right? Okay? The earth. It is Ha-Adama as far as the ground goes. Okay? But it is not talking about the elements of the earth. The elements of the earth are being turned into vegetation. All right? But it's... We have earth, and we have land, okay? So, all across the ground, God is turning the dirt into vegetation. How many of you ever have been to a dairy? Randall's been to a dairy. You've been to a dairy, John. Have you been to a dairy? You've been to the dairy? What do those cows eat? Huh? Everything they can throw at them, just about. Chopped up corn and alfalfa, hay, grass, whatever, you know, wheat, sorghum, just whatever they throw in there, carrots, potatoes, whatever. But how many of you ever milked a cow? All right, who's ever milked a cow here? Nobody? Except for Marilyn and me and Rex. We've milked cows. What color is milk? White. Just think about it for a while. Now, all that green and orange and all this stuff goes in the cow, and out comes this white milk. All right? Out comes this white milk. Well, that's the way God just refines that purpose in this cow, and out comes the milk. Okay? Think about that now for a while. 2 and 7 now. Vayitzen. And then here's the word. Why, how do you say that word? We don't know. That's the word Jehovah. That's the one we don't know how to say. All right? That's what we call the word, or Hashem, or Ha-Davar, or the name of God. That's who it is. That's the name of God right there. There's his name. Elohim. All right. Elohim. All right. And then we have this next word is what? Et. All right. And then what is this one? Ha-Adam. All right. Ha-Adam. And then afar? Men? Ha-Adama? Ve-Yip-Pak? That little word says all of that. It's like shorthand Hebrew is, okay? Ve-Yip-Pak. Okay? And then Be-A-Pav. Be-A-Pav, okay? Nishmat. Chaim. Vahi. And look at that word Vahi again. That's the word Jehovah. That's where the word Jehovah comes from. Ha-Adam. Let Nefesh. And Chaya. Okay, now let's look at this. All right. And formed. Look at that word formed there. That means molded. That means formed. Whatever you want to. With hand. It has the idea of forming something with your hands. How many of you ever molded something? Have any of you ever done pottery where you had a potter's wheel and you spun it and you formed it? That's what the idea is here. Okay? And formed who? Jehovah Elohim. All right? Et. Sign of the direct object. That means that man is receiving the action now. God is acting upon who? Ha-Adam. All right? Ha-Adam. And then we have the word afar. 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 That, you can look that up on page 779 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs lexicon, by the way. That's what that word down there is for. Okay? And it means to become dust is what it literally means. To become dust or as dust. Okay? To become dust or as dust. Now, man was not made from dust, but was made to become dust. Why? Why was he made to become dust? Is God limited in his knowledge? He's omniscient, isn't he? Did when God created Adam, did he know that he was going to sin? Yeah. And when he sinned, he would, in finality, he would do what? He would die, and he would decompose and become dust with me. All right? This is prophecy. Okay? This is prophecy right here. Man is going to become as dust. All right? He's going to become as dust. Men, in the same way, man is here. Now remember, from page 577 to about 580-something is in that book there, Brown, Driver, and Briggs, you see this word man. That's that word, right? Someplace. I put it up there. Right there. That's too close to it. Man. All right. You ought to be able to remember that one, men. Sounds like men, doesn't it? All right. That means with the same or in the same way as Ha-Adama. Where did the earth come from? Where did the earth come from? God. Everything in the whole universe came from whom? From God. All right? That's where it came from. And if you look at the elements of the earth now, you go back and look at the elements in the earth, and you look in the elements in man, what do we have? We have the same elements. God said that man is going to become dust. He's going to become dust. All right? And then it says, because man is from the same elements as the ground. All right? From the same elements as the ground. And then it says, thy yipak. Thy yipak. In there, you have... Nipak is the root of it, and it means to blow. To blow. All right, to blow. How many of you ever seen a horse run for a long way and then he was just sat there and just blowing? I'm going to tell you something, that horse is losing a lot of water doing that, isn't he? He's breathing out water. He's blowing. Okay, he's blowing. When you breathe, you exhale, and there's a certain amount of moisture goes out of your body. Did you know that? With it. All right. And blue, third person masculine singular, page 665, if you want to look that one up. All right. Be hot pav. In nostrils, okay? In nostrils, and then it says nishmat, breathing. God, Jehovah God, blew in the nostrils of man. He blew in the nostrils of man. This is what he did. He blew in to the nostrils of man. That his breathing, I think it was just like the hole in his mouth and nose, all of it together. He blew into him. He blew into man. Chayim. Chayim. Say that. Chayim. That means lives. And you were there. You were there. There used to be a thing on the movies or the TV a long time ago, and it would show something, and it says, "You were there." Remember that a long time? This, you got to be old. Brother David, you remember that. This is old. I mean, this is a long time ago. You were there. All right? Well, you were there. When God blew into Adam's nostrils lives, your life was there. Did you know that, young lady? What's your name? Vanessa? You were there. You were there. I can guarantee you were there because you're here today. All right? And if you grow up and you have babies, they were there. Every man that ever lived was here in Adam. Right here. Now it says God himself blew into the nostrils of man. He breathed lives into Adam. He breathed the nucleus of the whole human race into him. Yeah, you've heard me say this before. Remember, I mean, I've got up here and said this in the past about all it. Now you're getting to see where the Bible says it, okay? Isn't this neat? When you get to see this, Brother John was saying last week, we discovered something last week that you had seen. Well, I heard you say it a lot of times. Now I saw it last week. When you look at the Hebrew, and then you can see, and you see the action. Hebrew is full of action and power. Okay? Into his nostrils, breathings, all right? Breathings, plural, and lives, plural, all right? And became, Vahi. Look at that word, became again. All right? And became, third person, masculine, singular. By the way, the Greek equivalent of this would be what? And became. What would it be? John 1:14. Kaihologo sarx, what? Aganito. Aganito is equivalent here. All right? In the Septuagint, it is the equivalent. And became. And it is translated correctly because they didn't have an agenda here. All right? The earth became formless and void. That's how it should have been translated back in Genesis 1 and 2. But they didn't put it there that way because that wasn't their agenda. They didn't believe that, so they didn't translate the word correctly. But here is the same word. Now it's translated correctly here because they have no problem with this. Man became. All right? Man became and became Ha-Adam, the Adam. The is in front of that. Ha-Adam. All right? Ha-Adam, lenefesh. For a soul. All right? He became for a soul or to a soul or to an individual of life. And then we have the word chayah, living. Chayah, living. He became a living individual. Now, when God formed him, even though he formed him as he formed the dust of the ground, he didn't have any life in him. What put life into Adam? God. Now, what did he breathe into him? Let's just think about it. What?
Lives.
Plural lives. Now, the Bible says that in every animal and mankind, when you shed its blood, what do you do? What is in the blood? Life is in the blood. The earth, the name for the earth is Ha-Adamah. Okay? and the middle of that word is Dom. And Adam. Adam. And in the middle of the word Adam is what? Dom. Which stands for red. And what color is blood? It is red. Okay? The earth and mankind. You can take a blood sample out of you when you go to... How many of you had to go have a blood sample lately? Anybody around here? Too many times. All right. We have to go get a blood test. And in that thing, if you chemically broke it down and you went out there and picked up some dirt in the yard, it would be closely related. All right? There's where we are related to the earth. We're made in the same way as the earth. We're made related to the earth. And then what happened? What God said that Adam would become what? Dust. And it says he breathed into him the breathings of lives. Okay? And became Bahi Aha Adam Nefesh Chaya. He became a living soul. And by the word soul there is the same word for soul in animals. When animals are living. Alright? Soul, the individual, is what it means. An individual, an entity of consciousness. Alright? An entity of consciousness. Alright? Do you have any questions there? Anything where we were studied? Now, Brother John, did that put it in perspective? Well, we've been talking about that here a while back. So now we see this. I can get up here and talk all day long, and if I don't break the Hebrew down and show you where it really says this, you just have to take my word for it. But here you see it for yourself now, okay? All right, let's 2 and 8. Let's look at 2 and 8. Now we're going to look up another thing. The word gone. All right. Vayita. That's a double T, by the way. See that dog? Vayita. All right. See those two slashes above it? That means it's double. And then what's this word here? The name of God, which we don't know how to say. You can call him the Hashem, the name. You can call him Ha, the bar, the word. Whatever you want. That this is the name of God. It says Jehovah Elohim. Can you say Elohim?
Elohim.
Elohim. All right. And then gone. Gone. That's the garden. Gone. And then we have the word Be-Eden. That's Eden. All right. In Eden. Mik-Kedim. Thay-Yasim. Sham. All right. Et Ha Adam Asher Yatsar. All right. And it said, and he planted. Who did the planting here? Third person masculine singular. Wow, consecutive and perfect. God planted and kept on planting and making this garden. Jehovah Elohim did it. The first garden in this earth, the first paradise, was made by God. All right? Made by God. God did it. God did it. And then Be-Eden. All right? And that word, by the word garden, you can look it up on page 171 in there. All right? And then we have in the light. In paradise. That's what Eden means. Paradise? Say that, paradise. Paradiso. All right? It would be in Hebrew or in Greek, it would be paradiso, in paradise. Okay? In Eden also means delight. Delight. Boy, I tell you what. How many of you like candy? All right. You know, last week, Linda, Marilyn made some of those little peanut butter, chocolate-covered peanut butter things. Little delights. Okay? Now, that's a delight. All right? And do you know what the French word for good is? Bon. And remember, a long time ago, they used to have these little frozen bonbons. Remember the little frozen bonbons? It was ice cream with chocolate on the outside and ice cream on the inside of it. And you pop them in your mouth, they just melt. You know, bonbons. Good, good. That's what this word means. Be'eden. All right? Be'eden. In delight, in Eden, in paradise. That's all the words. Paradise. Paradiso. All right? If you want to put that down, In the Septuagint, it says, and ephit teusen hothios paradisen in Eden. Paradise in Eden. All right. God planted a paradise in Eden. All right. And he placed there the man, eke ton anthropon. And he placed there the man. All right. Let's look at this now. We're getting a little Hebrew and Greek, looking at the Septuagint. They had no problem with this in the Septuagint. They didn't want to change anything because they believed every translation from the Bible, from Hebrew, has been colored by interpretation instead of translation. What one thing I wanted to do in this class is to translate the Hebrew Bible. We're not interpreting it, we're translating the Hebrew Bible. Just exactly like it says. We're looking at the Septuagint and we're looking at what the Hebrew language says. And I didn't bring my Hebrew Bible tonight, the Jewish Publication Society. Brother Randall, when you looked at that thing, do you think that was a correct translation of the Hebrew? When you looked at Genesis 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5? No. Huh? No. Because they didn't believe that. Remember? They said God began to create the heavens and the earth. Did he begin or did he do it? What's bara mean? What is that? Remember? Bara, that's perfect tense. He created the heavens and the earth. He didn't begin to create it, he created it. But their idea, their interpretation was he began to create. He didn't begin to create. It says in beginnings, plural, created, finished, brought to complete finish the heavens and the earth. And then it says, and the earth, she became formless and void. But in that translation, and the earth being formless and void. Being and became is the two different words, people. She became formless and void. All right? Remember these things. Now, as we look at it, we're translating it. We're not interpreting it. We're just seeing what the grammar says and just letting it flop. All right? We're letting it just fall out there. All right? 2:8. And planted, all right, Jehovah Elohim, a garden in delight in Eden in paradise, okay? On the east side, on the front side, actually. Which way does the sun come up? What's the front of the earth? The front of our earth is the east. Okay, what's the exit of the earth? All right, the west. That's where the sun goes down. Now, Indians. All right. When they pray in a form of what they call the medicine wheel, the four directions, actually six directions. All right, when they pray, when they use the pipe or whatever they do, it has got a lot to do with the biblical, because what they had, what revelation they had come from God a long time ago. Okay? They would point to the north and they'd say, Lord, Wakantaka, Takashila, Skantuko, Skanskan, in other words, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, help me to renew my mind and help me to be intelligent, help me to understand things. Then they turn to the east and they say, help me to remember as the sun comes up that you are the creator of all life. Without the sun, there is no life. And you keep the sun rolling and you keep life rolling on this earth. They point to the south. They look to the south and they say, help me to have compassion and share what I have in this world with my brothers, whatever. Help me to not be selfish and share. And then they turn to the west. All right? And the west, the color of the west, what color do you think it would be? In the medicine? Black. Black. The night gets black, doesn't it? It gets dark. Okay? They turn to the west and they say, remember me, help me to remember always that I have life today, but you may call me to go home today. Help me to remember that I am mortal, subject to dying at any time. All right? And then they look up to the heavens above, and they look down to the earth below. All right? They touch the heavens with their hands and the earth with their hands. All right? All right. And he placed them east, the face, the front of the earth, to the front of the earth. And he placed or he put them, third person, masculine, singular, cal, wow, cons, consecutive, and perfect. And then Shem. Look at the word Shem. Brother Randall, do you remember what Shem means? Huh? Remember what Shem means? It means name. It means monument. That's the one I wanted. It also means there. Okay. But right here, I think it means he placed them in a monumental place.
He's referring to
Adam. All right. He planted in the east of Adam, and he placed them as a monument, et the man. He's talking about placing the man. Remember, Hebrew is different than English. It tells you what he's going to do and then tells you what. All right. He placed Adam there. He placed Adam in Eden for a monument, for his namesake. God created Adam in what? In his image. All right. Who was over the earth at one time, originally? Lucifer. All right. Lucifer was over the earth, and he fell from God's grace. Okay? He rebelled against God, and God replaced him and put another person there as his representative. Now, is Lucifer, now I'm not doing this in any derogatory way, is Lucifer in some way created in the image of God? He's spiritual, isn't he? He's powerful. Okay? Very powerful. He's an archangel, as far as we know, a head angel, one of the big shot angels. In some ways, he's like God. But in what about man now? When man was in the Garden of Eden, he says he created him in his what? His shadow casting likeness, and what else? His blood flowing likeness, and his spiritual likeness. Triunely, now, man is created triunely like God. All right? To be like God, to be his representative, to be a name, a monument in Eden. Man was created to be a monument for the creative powers and the creative glory of God. Man was God's crowning. It's like the rose on the rose bush. All right? Like the rose on the rose bush. Like the peaches on the peach tree. He was the glory of God in all his glory. That's what God, man is to bring glory to God in. All right? That's what he was there for. In the east of Eden, he placed them as a monument. Okay? Page 1027, if you want to look that one up. Shem. All right? Shem here. Et, sign of the direct object. What's the next word? Ha-adam. All right, the Adam. We're talking about mankind. When God created man, now we're going to see this a little bit later on. When God created man, he created him male and female in one being. All right, and he put man there. This is the way God created. You know, in Genesis 1:26, it tells that God created man in his image and all this. And then he explains how he did it in Genesis 2 in detail. Okay? All right. He placed them, the Adam, whom Esher, see that word, say Esher, Yatzar. That little old bitty word, Yatzar, look how it's like shorthand. And he fashioned and he formed and he molded. All right, page 427 is where you look that one up in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. He formed and created and fashioned man. All right. Now let's look and just see a little bit about Eve. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, okay? The location of Eden. This is what the rabbinical teachings and everything else. I'm going to read this to you just a little bit. Genesis 2. The name Eden might had one or two origins. Sumerian word Eden, which means steep or open field, or the identical Semitic word denoting luxury, paradise, delight, okay? In Scripture, Eden is not only the name of the garden in which the first humans resided, but also the metaphorical representation of the garden that God planted himself and where God dwelled. God dwelled in Eden too, in his person. All right? And Isaiah 51 and verse 3, Ezekiel 28 and verse 12,
and Ezekiel 15 and 3, and or 12, Ezekiel 28, 12 through 15, and Ezekiel 31, 8 through 18. Eden's precise location remains a mystery. Genesis 2 and 8 indicates that the Lord planted a garden east in Eden, which means the front of the earth. Okay? This suggests location east of Canaan. All right? In addition, the Bible associates four rivers with Eden. Four rivers with Eden. The Pishon, the Gihon, the Tigris, and the Euphrates. Verses 10 through 14. We're going to get into that. We're going to look at these things a little bit more. The Tigris and the Euphrates are undoubtedly the two Mesopotamian rivers. What does Mesopotamia mean?
The
land between the rivers. And it's talking about the land between the Tigris and the Euphrates. So we know where that is. The other rivers, we don't really know. But this is what information that I can find out for you, okay? The rivers that still bear those names today, the Gihon, possibly Hebrew for gush, to gush. Gihon means to gush, okay? And the Pishon means to flow, all right, or to spring up, is more difficult to identify. A spring named the Gihon waters in Jerusalem, but this location does not match the description of its route through the land of Cush. Many scholars identify the Gihon as the Nile. All right? Since Cush is sometimes associated with Nubia, south of Egypt, if this association is correct, it is all but impossible to make sense of the description of Eden's location, since the region nowhere converges with the Tigris and the Euphrates. What is their reasoning? What's wrong with their reasoning? Was the land in Eden, was it like it is today? No. The earth has greatly changed. The land was Gondwana or Pangaea. All the earth was in one place. Could the Tigris, the Euphrates, and the Nile, and the Ganges, and all this been right together at one time? Sure, it could have. Before the earth was divided.
But it
was talking about a surrounding area. Now, is it a Nile lush area? The Nile River? How about the Ganges? Is that a lush area in there? Sure is. Now, what if the earth was all pushed back together in Pangaea or Gondwana? Could have been like that. Now, here it says it couldn't have been, but we believe in the days of Peleg, God divided the earth. Okay? In the days of Peleg, God divided the earth. So before the earth was divided, sure, it could have been like this. Okay? Are you learning something? You getting some stuff out of here, I hope? Others identify Cush as the land of the Kassites east of the Tigris, also known as Cush, during ancient times. This theory makes better geographical sense. Finally, still other scholars speculate that Eden or Gihon and Pishon were canals. Remember what is a canal? It's a river. God watered Eden with canals or rivers. Okay. Tributaries to the Tigris and the Euphrates. Another challenge is determining the relationship of the four rivers to the single river that flowed through and watered Eden. Most scholars believe they were downstream of the River of Eden, implying that all four rivers shared a common source and placing Eden in the northern Mesopotamia or Armenia. Now, when I went over into the Middle East, they got all kinds of Edens. One of the places where they say Eden is by Damascus, Syria, which basically is in Palestine, too. Okay? That's Damascus, Syria. This supposition poses a problem, however, since the Tigris and the Euphrates lack a common source. But remember, the earth has changed. They're trying to make the earth as it was then, in which it is not. Okay? To suggest that the four rivers were upstream of the River of Eden makes sense because the two rivers converge in southern Mesopotamia before emptying into the Persian Gulf. Now, as you see the Persian Gulf at one time, in Abraham's day, the Persian Gulf was a lot further up land than it is today. Did you know that? Because much silt has filled in. There's a lot more land down there in the Persian Gulf now than there was in Abraham's day or in Adam's day. Okay? The waters, the mountains and everything, the flow, and of course the earth divided,
shook down mountains, all kinds of stuff. Emptying into the Persian Gulf, in the scenario, Eden may still, as above, have been located in northern Mesopotamia or in the mountains of Armenia, from which the Tigris and the Euphrates spring. Another possible setting would be southern Mesopotamia, where they converge and end. Okay? Now, it also says here in the book of Genesis that Genesis 1 tells you that God created. And since man is so important to the agenda of God, the second chapter of Genesis tells you how he created man, how he went about creating him. It doesn't have two different creations of man. We have a creation of man, and then we have a absolutely in detail tells you how. All right? Tells you in great detail. Well, we come to the tree of life in the next verse. The tree of life. How many of you ever wondered about the tree of life? Tree of lives. All right. We're going to get that next week. All right. Is that enough for tonight? You want to go in this next verse or you want to quit right here? You ready? You ready to quit? All right. We'll start right there too in verse 9 next week. All right. And this is the, what, the 20, is this the 20 what? 22nd? 22. All right. Did you learn something tonight? Rex and Linda, I know you haven't been here for the first part of this thing, and I know it was overwhelming, but you're going to get something out of this. There's some great... Huh? Well, just follow along in there. Write some notes down. As you get in here, Willie, if you want me to find out where that word is, where you want to write it down, holler. I'll come over and show you. Or I'll show it up here where it is. Or write the word on the board so you can see it. Because this is monumentally important. You're never going to get a better biblical foundation than this. Anywhere. They're showing this class that I started. We sent it back to Alabama and Mississippi back in there. And a pastor of the church back there in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Did I say it right? Mm-hmm. Pascagoula, Mississippi. He looked at the videos and he said, we got to do this in church. So on Sunday night, I'm teaching here and I'm teaching there. And I told Kevin Perney in Idaho, I told him what they were doing there, and he said, I think we'll do that here. So maybe we'll be teaching here and in Idaho and Mississippi all at the same time, because nobody is teaching what I'm teaching here right here. And I want to give this to you before I croak and leave this world. All right? I want it down. I want it on video and I want it on paper and everything else so you can pass it on. I want you to go further than I did. You know, in Greek, I went further than my Hebrew or my Greek teacher, and I'm still working on the Hebrew business, trying to understand what he told me. But I'm working on it, and I'm trying to pass along what I learned from him. That's what we're doing here tonight. This is what I used to teach in advanced reading and research in Hebrew in the seminary. We're teaching the same thing as I taught then. But we're teaching the Bible is the most important thing, the Bible. All right. Any questions? Brother John, did you get something tonight? Did you catch something as it went by? Would you dismiss us in prayer, please, brother?
Father, thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord,